Now, you were telling me about
Fredonia, and when you were a kid, what else, you want to tell me anything else about that?
Well, I went to school at Henrietta first. And I went through two grade, I just went through the fourth grade in school. Into the fifth, but I never did finish. I couldn't tell.
When you say town, you mean came Clarksville in, right? When you were in fifth grade then, you came in?
I never did go back.
Never went back. Would you tell me something about what you think, how Clarksville changed while you were here, when you were running the store and everything?
It has changed something. I just couldn't think what has been. You take here, this street was houses all along, and they've all been torn down.
Is that because of the college, or is that?
No, this housing. You see, there was a brick house here, and they tore it down, and let part of it fall on my house.
Is that right?
It cost more to fix my house than it did when we bought it.
Is that right?
Because it's been about 8 years.
About eight years?
Yeah, somewhere between 8 and 9 years. And that was brick house. And they set it fire inside. Then they threw water on it, and of course that water come out, and that chimney fell over on top of my house. Broke those windows out. Broke the back window, bedroom out. Put a whole new side in there. It's that way all over town. They, of course, have torn down so many houses. I mean, they have them, and torn up property to the one that we tear down. But there's just a few done like mine. Everybody tried to get me to prosecute the fireman, but I thought that was silly. You see, when that fell in, I was working. They didn't call me. They broke my door open and come in here and move my stuff. Well, I could if I hadn't arrested. But I didn't. I thought it would be foolish to do it. But they didn't have no business of breaking in.
Not at all.
My door. They should have come and got me. But they didn't, and so it didn't make no difference. So it's been all of them. There used to be houses over there, and they ain't no living, running house over there. There's a church thing, cleaner, a library. Well, the library is not a house.
No, that's the beard you went to the college
student. Well, that used to be a resident. All of them used to be resident.
That's right.
Except that little church, that's new. And I don't know what denomination it is, but it's built from the college.
Where was your store? Where was that located here?
125 North First Street.
And what would you tell me some of the things you experienced in the store there and all that? How long did you work there?
Sixty-one years.
Well, who were some of the people that came in your store in the whole?
Mostly black.
Blacks? Were they?
You see, then a black bottom. Yeah. Oh, well, just put on. You don't know what Black Bottom is.
No, now Black Bottom, is that down where the landfill?
Yeah, it was. All that was colored people's house. There wasn't hardly a white person down
there. And it was called Black Bottom then.
Yeah, and they called it Black Bottom.
Yeah.
And